I tell myself, I said, if we can't love each other, we can't go out here and love nobody else. It's just not going to work.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. It's not possible.
Hello and welcome to Center for Victory's podcast of your best day yet. At Center for Victory, we're here to unlock, reinforce, and enrich relationships through personal and professional development. I'm Eric Guy, Chief Victory Officer at the Center for Victory. With me today, a very special guest, as all of them pretty much are, but this one's very special because we actually already recorded together, yeah. but we lost the audio. So Trey Tipton, welcome.
How we doing?
All right. So if we could just get like a little bit of your background, and when I say a little bit,
very little,
good enough that everybody knows, because 100%. It's, you know, it plays into actually what we're going to talk about and probably what I'll talk about with you in future podcasts. So just kind of give everybody, you know, just a little 3 minute, 2 to 3 minute history of you.
I got you. I'm Trey Tipton, man. Come from Apollo, PA. Wasn't a military kid, but moved all over the place. Started out just being a kid that loved sports, you know what I mean? Found that I could speak really well and then also do a lot of things with the mic in my hand. So from there, man, I went to high school at Apollo Ridge High School, played football at the University of Pittsburgh, and then had a short stint with the Steelers, and now I'm here.
All right. Wow, that was good.
That was good.
That
was good.
Trey and I, the reason that I'm excited about that, because Trey and I like to talk. And when you get both of us together, I think, you know, we tend to overextend ourselves. But it's good. It's always good conversing with you, Trey. But, you know, one of the big things that and you might have had even more difficulty. I mean, I wasn't at your level. I definitely played, you know, university ball, but not at the level you have. But what I've found, and you found this too, that I'd like for you to talk about today, because it actually leads into this new year. But first, like, really, you know, transitioning between that identity of being that great collegiate athlete that you were, and then how do you transition that over in to your work life and then find purpose there?
100%. It starts with identity, man. You got to know who you are without the sport that you play. And that's the hardest thing sometimes, is kind of just identifying who you are without your occupation, right? Like, without the thing that you do so often. And for me, man, I had to really get around myself and spend time with myself. I don't feel like a lot of people do that nowadays. We pick up the phone to kind of run away from ourselves a little bit, man. So I spent a lot of time with myself, kind of asking myself questions like, what do I like to do? Where do I see myself at? Who do I want to be around? All those things, right? And it landed me here. You know what I mean? It landed me in the space that I'm currently in with the people that I'm currently with. And I couldn't be more thankful, just because now, I mean, honestly, it's like being in another locker room. You know what I mean? But that all comes from the recruiting that I personally did. You know what I mean? I mean, it's very valuable that you have your set moral standards or values that said that these are the people that I'm trying to recruit into my life. A lot of people ask the same question: why do I keep having these same people come around me in my life? It's very simple. Your recruiting habits suck. You know what I mean? You gotta check on who you allow in.
Now, just to go back a little bit, because that's enough great information there that we can expand on, and I do want to expand on it. But when you look at that transition for you, did you see that a lot? I mean, people having that difficult, I mean, I definitely see it. I see it in sports a lot, with, especially coming out of college. It doesn't necessarily matter what sport, but I just happen to be around football, as you did as well. I see it with folks like coming out of the military.
Right, 100%. 100%. Honest to God, and it's crazy you said that, because I had made a program that kind of fits that, but it also fits the mode of military, because like, you go from that locker room base, right, where everybody's thinking the same, everybody's talking the same, and we're at a high level of physical contact. You know what I'm saying? There's not many places in the world that you can get that same high level physical contact, right? So you got to find different places and different outlets that you can allow that contact to move. Now, if you're a basketball player, a swimmer, all the above, you still have that same problem, right? Because you were such a high level athlete. How do you transition that over into life? And I find it into my work, you know what I mean? But also finding in coaching. Found it in different areas and different facets of my life. And my therapist said to me recently, she just said simply that you have to find different people for different solutions, right? Because you
can't. What do you mean by that?
So what that means, so for her, what she had explained to me was, sometimes, man, you can't make everybody your everything. right? You can't expect somebody to have every single thing that you need, right, in your life when you go and ask them about certain things, right? Sometimes people are only good for certain scenarios, right? I tell people all the time, I have different tribes. You know what I mean? My tribe of people at work, when I go through a work problem, mm-hmm. I have a tribe of people that I go to. When I have a home problem, I have a tribe of people I go to. I have a coaching problem, I have a tribe of people I go to. You know what I'm saying? So you can't rely one person to be your everything all the time in terms of when you have a problem, this is my go-to, because not everybody's capable to give you that answer. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you try to find that specific person to be your end-all, be-all, it becomes an issue. For example, people have a tough time finding their own therapist, right? It doesn't work one time, they give up.
Right.
Right. It took me 4 or 5 therapists for me to get to the therapist that I enjoy talking to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just building
Thanks
up
for
those.
Thanks saying that. I appreciate that.
You know, it takes that healthy habit because a lot of people don't think like that.
Right.
Like they take it as, well, I tried the therapist route, so now it didn't work. I'm done with it. I don't want to touch it no more. Nah, man, you got to think about it. It's a relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Not every relationship works for you in the first try, right? You ain't just get married off of the first girl you ever met in your entire life. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So like, you got to build that relationship. You got to give a little bit so you can get something out of it.
Now, you said you went through a couple things, like as far as when you got out and like just did some self awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of the questions I think you said were, you know, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want to be? I mean, I like the whole analogy of, you know, figuring out. Yeah, it's very sports related. Who do you want to be in your locker room? I mean, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that sounds very simple.
But it ain't very simple.
But you had to be intentional about that. Like, 100%. what kind of people were you looking for? Can you give, like, the people that watch 100%. This and listen to this kind of any 100%. Idea? Because we're talking, when this airs, Trey, this is going to be one of our specials for January.
Okay.
And it's going to revolve around purpose,
right?
You really dug hard,
right?
And hopefully we can come back and have you share that story. But you really dug hard to find that out with yourself, and you had a lot of trials along the way. And you're, you know, I think we should always, as you do, be a great example of just continuing to improve mm-hmm. yourself. What are some of those questions that you ask yourself about who you want in your locker room?
100%. So some of the questions that I ask myself is, first is, who do you want to be? Let's start there.
Okay.
So when you figure out who you want to be, now you know who you want to be around. And the reason why that's important is because you want to be around people that bring value back to you. Now, that could be emotionally, that could be mentally, that could be spiritually, it could be physically, all the above, right? But every person that you bring into your life has to play some type of a role, right? Because if you just have people around you, just to be around you, people are takers and not on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They only want to give their problem, right? May not always be ready to receive your problem. You know what I mean?
Not on purpose. We blame a lot of people.
We do. Yeah, we do, man. And we got to sometimes give grace because, like, people are only as intelligent emotionally as their intelligence allows them to be, as their past allows them to be, right? Like, not everybody has gone through what I've gone through.
Right.
And some people that I even value to this day haven't gone through what I've gone through, but they have information that could help me. Right. So they're a part of my recruiting process. What I look for in the people is somebody who's understanding. So you have to be empathetic.
OK.
You know what I mean? Somebody who's strong enough to hear the things that I got to talk about, because I'll be honest, you heard my story.
Yeah.
My story's a little bit crazy. And I'll be honest with you, there's times in my life where I don't even understand how things happen. They just happen. You know what I mean? So I need somebody who has a strong backbone. You know what I mean? But then I need somebody who has a good base. And what I mean by a good base is your foundation of life. Right. What do you stand by? What do you stand for?
Like values and things
values,
like that?
Values, morals. And here's why. Because ultimately, I'm not always going to be able to take care of me. That's just reality. You know what I mean? There's times where you are your biggest enemy. And because you're your biggest enemy, sometimes you lose to you, right? But you got to have those people in your life who know how to get you out of that losing phase, right? And if you don't have that, then it's time to look for that. Because some people will allow themselves to be alone. Listen to what I said. They'll allow themselves to be alone, right? You're not always alone, but you'll make yourself believe you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to look around who's actually telling you I love you and stop resisting the love because you want to be alone. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's times where we're depressed and we're like, I don't want to be alone. But in reality, you could come up to me tomorrow and be like, I love you, this, that, and the fourth. And because your body's innately saying nobody loves you, right? Nobody wants you. Nobody wants to see you. What do? Push, 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 push. So it's also self-awareness, right? Like, you got to tell yourself, like, okay, hold on. Is it me or is it them? You know what I mean? And people don't evaluate themselves in that way because they always want to believe it's somebody else.
That's right.
The one thing my coach, just bringing back to football.
Yeah.
One thing my coach always used to say, when you point at somebody else, there's three fingers pointing back at you. So look in the mirror. I used to be like, whoa. You know what I mean? Because it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Before you judge somebody else, before you say somebody else isn't doing their job, look at what you're doing, how you're moving. Are you living up to the standard that you set? And if not, then we got to evaluate. They say silence is the best time for reflection. Are you being silent with yourself? Have you written down how you felt? Have you paid attention to you? So that's just a little bit on how I've done things and kind of went about it.
And how long did that take? Like,
it's still taking a long time.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a work in progress.
Yeah. But I mean, I think some people really struggle. Well, you see people that aren't out of it. I mean, people my age that are just like back in the what they think are the glory days and haven't really grown up.
Right.
And they're just stuck and thwarted.
Right. Know? Because they're sprinters. They're not marathon runners. Serious.
Like, hey, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, see? So, like, when I say a sprinter, right, somebody who's a sprinter, as soon as the sight of adversity comes around, they turn around and hit 100 miles per hour. Right? Sometimes you got to run away to evaluate what the opponent actually looks like. And then you turn around and you fight. I'm a fighter. Oh, best believe I'm a fighter. I love it. I love it to death, right? But I love to fight so much that I look at problems sometimes and I try to go right through them without evaluating them.
Mm-hmm.
Self-reflection. Silence is the best time for that. I had to self-reflect and realize that sometimes taking a step back and jogging away so you can evaluate how big the opponent is okay. So you can see, okay, here's the problems. Here's the solutions. Now, instead of running, let's turn around and let's fight, right? So I'm okay with being a marathon runner in comparison to when I used to be a sprinter. Talking about I take off when you quit now. You know what I'm saying? So like now I'm in a position where I evaluate the problems that I'm going through. You know what I mean? Now, how does that look sometimes? Not everybody's okay with how you process. Think about this. Not everybody's okay with how you process because they don't always understand it. Especially for people like ourselves, right, where we seem to always have not only the answer, but always seem to be okay. So even when you say you're not okay, in their heads, you are.
Still fine.
You figured it out, right? So with that said, I don't want to say that I figured it out, but I can say that I'm fighting.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm processing. I'm progressing. You know what I mean? I'm growing. And those are the things that I always try to tell people. Don't look at me as if I figured it out. Look at me as if I'm fighting and I'm going forward. I'm progressing. I'm processing.
Now, we've talked about purpose before, but, I mean, that purpose has to change when you change your identity sometimes. 100%. Or maybe not always, but it's just a different avenue, right? But a lot of times... when those folks are going through that, what are some of the challenges that you've had, but you've also seen with people when they get stuck? How does it manifest itself?
I will say the problems that I've had personally is past trauma becoming new trauma. And what I mean by that is it's like sometimes you'll let things that happened to you in the past and something new arises. You'll start to think the way that you did when something small happened to you in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you have those initial problems, you're like, wait, this ain't the same problem, first off. Second of all, that problem was way worse than this problem. Why are you treating it the same? You know what I mean? Take a deep breath. Take a step back. Let's get back in the game. And there's times, and you can ask the guys that are in here, but I've had a rough couple months. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I had a rough couple months. But I've been able to grow past my issues, to strengthen my solutions, because there's times where the problem is so big that you're like, I've never dealt with anything like this. How can I actually move past this? Well, go find out. Go look out. Go ask questions, right? People try to isolate themselves to figure out the problem, not realizing that you can't personally figure out the problem, because if you could, it wouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So for me personally, I'm a big believer of faith. You understand? So my faith is a big component of how I've gotten through so much. You know what I mean? But also tribe. I ask questions. I talk to the people that I need to talk to for these specific things, right? Because I'm not Jesus. I don't know everything. I'm not end all be all. But I do know on where to look and how to find out. You know what I mean? And I also take care of myself. Sometimes you got to treat yourself, man. I treat myself very nice sometimes, man. I go get a massage.
Okay.
I'll do a mani-pedi, whatever it may be. I'm being for real, man. I'm that type of guy. I got to be. Here's why, though, man. Because if you don't treat yourself, right? If you don't treat yourself with that high respect, right? How do you expect somebody else to? You know what I mean? Like, how I talk to myself matters. Mm-hmm. How I treat myself matters. What I stand for. Okay, let's really talk about this now. What I stand for matters. I feel like in this newer age in which I currently live in, I try to talk as if I'm old. You know what I mean? In this newer age in which I live in, man, we run away a lot.
Yeah.
We're the best sprinters alive. We're all Usain Bolt. You know what I mean? Because we can get distracted so quick. I'll use my phone. I had a long day. It's okay. I'm on TikTok. Yeah. Right? Sometimes you just got to put it down. Think to yourself, what's going on? Take yourself out of it and be your own best friend.
Uh-huh. And so you saw even a lot of this while you were still in school. And that kind of prompted some of what you're doing now with, I mean, you're, as am I, big, big advocate for mental health.
100%.
You started on campus, started getting people together, talking about, you know, topics like we're talking about right now. But you created a program out of that, right, called Love.
Yes, sir.
Right? And tell people what that stands for.
Yeah, living out victoriously every day.
Okay. Which I think is awesome.
100%, man.
All right. And what are you trying to accomplish with that? Or what did you set out? Like, this is, it's going back into your purpose, yeah. Right? And yeah. Your why. And you could see, hopefully everybody just right. Saw him kind of light up even more, even though he was 100%. Already pretty lit up. But he lit up even more when he talks about that. Because it was your struggle. Yeah. We've shared stories. Obviously, that's the first. That's how we bonded.
Right.
Was over that. What makes that so important to you?
It's so important to me because I know what it feels like to be alone, right? And to also make yourself alone.
Even though you had all the accolades of being the athlete and all 100%. That, really?
100%, man. Especially as an athlete, right? It's hard for people to understand where you're at, especially when you're at a high level.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I can't explain to my mama when 60,000 fans boo me. Make it make sense. My mom's never had that experience, right? And then I can't explain to my mom either that I'm getting death threats at the age of 18 on my social media pages just because I dropped the ball.
Yeah.
How can I explain that to mom? You know what I'm saying? So I created the organization Love because I wanted people to find victories within their lives every single day. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Your day could be terrible, but there's a way to find a win, right? I've had a lot of terrible days lately, but I found a win in every single one of those days. You understand me? Because at certain times in your life, bro, it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. I think we all know that, right? So it's about how do you fight? How do you fight back? So back to my statement, I know what it feels like to be alone. I knew there was other athletes in the school that were also feeling those things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I wanted to make sure that although that was happening, right, they knew that somebody had my back, that gotcha. Also understood what I was going through,
uh-huh.
right? So we created the organization, ended up helping around 456 athletes. And it was all through community. It wasn't even necessarily that I helped them. It was the community that helped them.
Right.
You know what I mean? You built a strong community. The community will make strong leaders. The strong leaders will make strong men and women. You understand? So I'm a big proponent and believer of it takes a village to raise a kid, but it also takes a village to raise a man and a woman. Right? Because again, like we said, we're not Jesus. Yeah. We're not perfect. So I need my people around me to tell me how I'm moving, how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I might not always agree, and that's okay. And sometimes I might be like, oh, that's good insight. Let me make a move on that. Because not every person's opinion is a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I feel like some people feel like their word is all like end all be all. But I'd never, ever come across that way because I'm giving you my personal opinion. I'm not giving you a direct fact. I'm not Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? So with that said, bro, it was an opportunity for everybody to come together and be able to have real conversations about what they got going on.
So I know the answer to this for myself, and I think this is for you too. I wish I knew more of this at your age. I think you have a stronger one than I did at your age. But these kinds of things that we're talking about with, you know, with love, right? Helping folks. This helps when those, correct me if I'm wrong, this helps when those days aren't so good. You go back and really dig into your why and your purpose, correct?
Right. Every time, man. I always tell people your why has to be you, and you also have to have another why that's bigger than you. You understand? Because at the same time, what are you doing everything for, right? If you're not taking care of yourself, again, as I said before, if you're not loving on you, then who will, right? I can't love my children the right way if I don't love myself the right way. You understand me? Like, I can't love my people the right way if I don't love myself the right way. So that was important for me. I was like, bro, like, whatever we got to do, and I would talk to myself in the mirror this way. And I know it's a little crazy, but I am a little crazy, and I'm okay with that.
That's all right.
I tell myself, I said, if we can't love each other, we can't go out here and love nobody else. It's just not going to work.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. It's not possible. So I started, again, as I said, I started treating myself. And then once I started finding those different treatments to help me, right, I was like, man, let me give this to somebody else. Like, maybe if it'll help them. Because, again, my word is not end-all, be-all. I'm not a paid professional. But I got some ideas and I got some advice. You could take them if they work for you. Let's work them out. I think the most impactful thing for me while I was doing that was the fact that you would get different athletes come up to you and tell you, like, this changed my life. Whoa. That was the intention, but whoa, like, I never had that experience, right? And as that was happening, as much as it seemed like I was changing their lives, it was really changing mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's always better as a player, right? I wish, I always say this, as a player, I wish I had coached first before I played.
Okay. And elaborate.
I'm going to elaborate. And here's why. Because you think with detail.
Yeah.
You take time. You pay attention. So as much as I was helping them, I was like, wait a minute. That gave me another idea. Let me try it first.
Yeah.
See how it works for me before I give it to them. You see what I'm saying? So I wish that I had coached first before I played, because I probably would have been somewhere crazy. You know what I mean? Maybe in the league or whatnot.
Yeah.
But definitely that process became a part of the transition process for everybody, right? You would basically get a mentee, somebody that's new that's coming in. You've been here for a while, help them out. You know what I mean? Have a conversation, be a friend, be an ear. Sometimes saying nothing is the best help that you can give anybody. You know what I mean? So it's kind of how we did things. It's kind of how we moved around, but that's also how I move around to this day. It's like sometimes I just listen. I always like to ask, you want my opinion or do you want my ear? If you want my opinion, you might not like it. But if you want my ear, I'll give it to you every day. You know what I mean?
I like that. I really like that. That's a good takeaway. What was I going to ask you? I concentrated on that. So, you know, going back to, again, this is going to be coming out in January. People are going to be looking for, you know, purpose, drive. I think you have to have that. Why? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to kind of put words in your mouth, but you actually said this just in a different way. Mm-hmm. When that why is to reach out and serve, mm-hmm. it's coming back.
Come on.
Would you agree with that?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
And I think too many people get caught up in, I want to do this, I want to make that. But when it's truly there to serve, I think it always comes back.
Always get back 10 times more. Always. That's why when you give back, God always blesses you 10 times more, man. That's why I don't have a problem giving back, because it's almost like I'm cheating myself if I don't. You know what I'm saying? I might not see my blessings if I don't drop
in gems
else.
All this whole time, man.
You told him I love the talk, man.
I know. There's so much good stuff, man. Let's wrap it there, because I know you're going to come back. You guys are going to see Trey, no doubt, more and more and more, because you know, we've just gotten to know one another, and love this guy's heart already. Think it's in the right place. And there's just so many things that we agree on that we can chat about that I think we can help other people on when we come together. So you'd definitely be hearing more of him if we can just keep it there, because there's a lot of gems in here, Trey.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
You probably, you know, just going back over these notes would help anybody tremendously. Before I forget, how do people get in touch with you? Obviously, we'll put your information
100%.
In the notes, but tell them.
You can find me on my website, TreyTipton.com, as well as you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and honestly, every social media platform as TreyTip06. So if you're looking,
06.
You're watching, find me. If you find me, I always reach back.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, thanks. Thank you. Thanks for all
no
the gems, man. This was good. I was like a little disappointed because we didn't get the audio from our last one.
Oh,
but this is actually even...
I agree.
Better than the last one. The last one was really good.
God works in mysterious ways, man.
Love to have you back. Going to have you back as long as you're willing. But that's all for today, folks. Really appreciate you watching, listening. Give us a like. Don't forget to hit the bell, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can find us at centerforvictory.com. And remember, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, make this your best day yet. We'll see you soon.